Good afternoon, folks, and welcome. It's time to break free. I will be your host for the hour, David Matthew Rock, coming to you live from the constitutional carry state of Arizona via the Patriot broadcast from the trenches, 89.5 FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. Jalapeno's channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and many more micro-broadcasts and webcasts heard around the world. Take the time to check out the number one source for Patriot news on the web at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. If you'd like to contact me via email, I can be reached at DavidMatthewRock@gmail.com. This is a live call-in program. Come on up and share your thoughts and experiences. Unlike the mainstream media, listener participation is appreciated. The call-in number is 641-715-3610. Once connected, you will be asked for the conference room number, which is 220029 and the pound sign. Hit star 6 to unmute. All right, folks. Let's see here. It's 105 Arizona Mountain Time, PM, excuse me. It is 82 degrees and about 68% humidity. Today's broadcast is going to be quite disturbing. We're going to be discussing pedophile networks on YouTube. There will be bad language and extremely upsetting examples of child exploitation. This information needs to get out, but I completely understand if you can't handle it. We will get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our sponsors.
The phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together, even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Okay, folks, I just want to warn everybody again. We're going to be discussing pedophilia networks on YouTube. There's going to be some bad language and extremely upsetting examples of child exploitation. We're going to be playing a video titled 100% Proof of Mass Child Exploitation Network on YouTube, Part 2 of 2. Let's get right into it. We're a little pressed for time here.
In Part 1, we established that certain YouTube channels are creating child-themed videos to attract unsuspecting children to their channels. YouTube monetizes these videos and ranks them high up in the search results, which ensures that the videos are going to be found by our children. Some of these videos are worse than others, but regardless of how graphic the videos themselves are, what they are doing is luring children into forums where the kids are then preyed upon by pedophiles in the comment sections. Now, I wish to warn you at the outset of this video, some of what I'm going to show you contains very filthy language being posted to YouTube by the pedophiles. I have no desire at all to promote these perverts and what they do, but what my hope is that by showing you this awful material, you will come to understand, as many of us parents do, that YouTube is not a safe place for children. Now, with that disclaimer, let's go back and look at the recommended videos that appear next to Lucy's morning routine. Do you see anything in common here? They're almost all young girls, most of whom are not fully clothed or are otherwise posing or engaging in activities that are enticing to child predators. These videos all show up in the recommended YouTube sidebar because these videos are all being traded back and forth, so to speak, by pedophiles who are adding them to video playlists to share with each other. Let me click on one to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Now, fair warning, this is a video of a prepubescent girl at the beach without a top on. I know in many cultures it's completely acceptable for a little girl to not wear a top. But I wanted to give you a forewarning in case this might be offensive to some of you. I'm just going to play a little bit of the clip.
So what we're seeing is a young topless girl on the beach. She's got a little doll with her. The mother is filming. I believe they're speaking in Russian, and now she is going into the water.
Has posted hundreds of videos like this. Almost all of them depict this little girl in swimwear or pajamas. There is no question whatsoever in my mind that this child is being pimped out for pedophiles through YouTube, and I'll prove it to you in just a minute.
So again, we're just seeing the same little girl at the beach.
So let's talk about this rationally. I started out giving this channel the benefit of the doubt. It's possible that some loving mother is just so full of pride in her little girl that she just makes a lot of videos of the girl in what happens to be intimate situations where she's not fully dressed, and that she shares these with the public, and that she really has no ulterior motive. I can accept that as a possibility. But then we start to see the kinds of comments being left on the videos. One after another, they're almost all filthy remarks by men talking about the girl in sexual terms. Let's run through some of these. Okay, so here we've got one pedophile, John Parker, saying that he would want to swim underwater with this girl. Of course, the next guy in line there on the comment section recognizes he's a pervert, because what kind of man would say such a thing? In fact, if we go to John Parker's page on his channel, we see there's all these different videos or channels featuring little girls. Okay? This dude's a pervert. All right, so here's another one of the videos. Once again, this is a different one. This isn't Miss Sunny. This is a different channel. You can see the girl without her top on. Look at the kind of videos that are being promoted over here on the sidebar. Now, here's what one person wrote. Simba in satin panties wrote, "The bikini bottoms on the little girl are so cute. I wish she was wearing a matching top as well. I would love to have a full set for myself." Let's take a look at this person. Okay, Simba, panties, yep. This is not some little girl. This is an adult male who operates this channel. I know because I double-checked. I went through and watched some other stuff of this guy's. Let's keep going. Regarding Miss Sunny, this person says, "I reckon Miss Sunny is a water sprite." Then you've got the person down here saying, "No, she is a cock god." Back on Miss Sunny's channel, this guy leaves a whole bunch of comments. Magico Scarlone, I don't know how you say it, he's Portuguese. But what he does is he uses a translator on Google, translates his stuff into Russian, and Miss Sunny, or at least someone operating that channel, runs it. So I go to Google Translate, translate it, here's what we get. He writes, "You are a beautiful woman. Your daughter is beautiful. Send barefoot all the videos to Segredo for me." And he gives his email address. He also gives his WhatsApp phone number there, because most of these pedophiles do try and get people to approach them through video chats. They want to see the kids on camera. So this guy is soliciting a video from whoever is controlling the little girl, Miss Sunny. And of course, the person running the channel, they reply, "Nice, thank you." So they're aware of what's going on. Here's another one from the same person, using a different email address this time. This guy has got multiple email addresses. That tells you something. He writes, "Thank you for your love. Thank you for sending the video. You and your mother are beautiful." So he thinks he's writing to the little girl. "Your videos are great. Come and record here. Live in Brazil. I want to be near you. Many kisses and hugs with love. Your fan of Brazil." All right, this guy's a pedophile. No way around it. He writes some more, "I like you," constantly writing to these people. And you can see here, whoever is controlling the page, they are aware. Not only that, but we just read a minute ago confirmation that whoever is running this page responded to this pervert's request to send him a video. So whoever is running this channel is responding to these pedophiles' requests to have a private video. In this case, the guy was asking for a video of the little girl's feet. And whoever runs this channel sent him something, because he wrote back expressing his gratitude. So you have a sexy hot body. Here's another person, Tom D. "Do you have Skype or Facebook? Delicious, hot, sexy, you take it off, 9 years old, pedophile." Here's another one that I translated, who writes, "Miss Sunny, my name is Celso. You are a beautiful woman. Your daughters are beautiful. Come live in Brazil. I want you to become my wife." Well, Miss Sunny is the little girl, not the mother. Another person writing, "Delicious." Rowan Bade writes, "You can be even more beautiful without this string," meaning the G-string or the bottoms that the little girl is wearing. Here's another Russian translation. "Beautiful and hot women, send personal videos to me." This is a common theme. These people over and over and over request personal videos. There is a reason for that. That's because the people operating a lot of these channels actually do respond. It's an unusual thing to request personal videos out of the blue. But when these people know that they can request the videos and get a response, that's why we have so many of them asking for personal videos. There's probably some money involved. At the very least, there's probably some trading of different child porn videos back and forth between these people. This is a child trafficking network, or at least a child pornography trafficking network, and it's operating in full view on YouTube. Here's someone else who writes up here, whatever it is. So I translated it, and it translates to, I want to make love to this child. Then further down on the same page, we have this comment, which I translated. I plugged it in. It says, well, not a great translation, but it basically says, I would eat it all the drops of breast milk. Okay, in response to this little girl. He's talking about drinking breast milk from this little girl. Someone else saying pretty girls. Someone offering kisses to the little girl. You are exciting and sexy. Who says that to a child? Except for a pedophile. Se le ve las tetas, which translates to you can see the tits. Again, referencing the little girl. Now, here's what someone else says in response. Por eso vine. That's why I came. The pedophiles are open. They come right out and say, I am here for the child porn. That's what they're after. Sonny, I love you. I want to stay with you and your family. I wish I had a lovely little girl like you. I'll bet you do, you pervert. This person up top, at first they sound like maybe they're into adults. I love mom's breasts, lots and lots. Can't wait till Miss Sunny grows up some more. Okay, so is he into Sunny when she gets older? No, let's look down here. The mom's nice, but the girl is sexy. And some more nasty stuff in other languages. Now, again, going by what's offered, these videos, when you watch them, if you think they're just totally fine, there's nothing to it, then why is it that over on the sidebar here, you have one pedophile after another, videos that are being, the comment sections are saturated with comments by pedophiles. Let me show you something these perverts do. Look at this. This guy, Kmar, he puts in 419. Now, what's at minute 419? Well, let's look. 419. And you see pictures of the girls' breasts, these young girls. That's something that you'll see on a lot of these channels. You'll know that these people are pedophiles when they are putting up their favorite parts of the videos. And those who run the channels, who look at their comment sections, you don't have to even know the language. All you have to do is click on the little timestamp that the people post, and when it takes you right to some of the most sexually suggestive parts of the videos, well, you've got to know that these people are pedophiles. And yet, if you continue doing this, then you are an enabler at the very least. Here's another person. He likes minute 427. Tyrone likes boobies. This person likes tween titties heaven. This guy says, if I went to school there, I'd be so distracted I couldn't teach. Now, this one's really awful. This is worse than the some of the others, because this depicts a little girl. This little girl. She's got her top on. She's being sassy before shower time. Let's look and see. And look over here. Look at this smut. All right, let's see what's in this. This person says, great Lolita, in reference to the girl. And remember, a Lolita is supposed to be a sexual, a young sexual girl. This person doesn't like that the kid has a top on. Why a top? I can't jerk off. Here are some more people putting up their favorite parts of the video, but Terry K's parts are apparently not very good because Kareem Vitar says no. Minute 36 second is the best. So let's go see what's at minute mark 36. Here it is, 36. Now I blacked this out, but you can see this little girl's vagina in the video. Here's Kareem Vitar, the pervert who made that comment. You can see he's got other kids' stuff. These pedophiles troll pages that are dedicated to children. Okay, here's another person who likes this little girl. We're talking about this girl here. Here's another comment. Solo le falto mostrar masu valvita. I hate to translate it, but let's do it. Beautiful video. I only wish you would show your vulva more, your vulvita more. Okay, this one has a whole lot of different comments on it. These videos get tons of views. Again, it's the same thing. Doesn't matter which video we go to. This is all part of a pattern of pedophile This is part of the Pedophile Video Network. All right, let's keep going. From that video, by the way, this one, this is where I found this guy, Alan Jones. Let's take a look at some of his playlists here. So we've got this young girl, and he likes this one because you can see her her little nipple there for a second. I'll click on another one. This one is of an older girl. She's still probably 14, 15 maybe, if that. But you can see her cleavage here for a moment, and that's what attracts the pedophiles. Now, this is a dumb video. She hardly says anything. But look how many views. 865,000. Those are views coming from pedophiles. We know they're pedophiles. Look at what they say down here. Tits nice. Boobies. These are pedophiles. Alan Jones wrote this on this video. He wrote, "Am in love with her." So, I went to Alan Jones's channel, and one thing that I saw is this guy, Enrique Mendez. All right, this guy here, for no reason at all, just posts his email address. Why do you think that a random guy would go and post his email address? I'll tell you why. It's because these pedophiles trade child porn back and forth. When they go to one video and see someone who's interested in the same kind of sick, twisted crap that they are interested in, they exchange email addresses so that privately they can trade even more graphic child porn together. So I think this guy's a scumbag. And I decided that I'm going to do something about a couple of these people. I do this all the time. But I decided to go and contact this guy. He gave his email address, so this is what I typed up. "Hello, I think you're cute. I'm 13 years old. Would you like to chat with me? I live in Miami and don't speak Portuguese, but I know how to use Google Translate." So I paste that in. Here's the title, "Hello from YouTube." I'll put that in. And we'll email him and see what happens. Now, after I sent this, a few days later, I started getting emails from this guy. And I've been exchanging emails. Now, I'm not sending him anything filthy, but he thinks I'm a 13-year-old girl. That's what I said. Okay, so I am going to try and bust this sucker. It's harder to do when they're international, but we'll see what happens. Now, the next thing that I'm going to show you, I'm giving you this warning in advance. What I'm going to show you is very filthy. Okay, it's not nudity, but it is very filthy language. So if you're sensitive to that, please click away. One of the people I came across is this guy, "Love Coming Deep Inside 13-Year-Old Girls." You can see his profile picture. You can see that here's Miss Sunny. And all of these different channels are channels for pedophiles. Let me read you what this guy writes. He puts up his, I know you guys probably can't read this, it's so small, but I'll read it to you. He puts up minute 428 on a video. And what that is, by the way, is a picture of a girl swimming, but you can see her body. And then this is a young girl. He writes, "Hold her tiny hips tight. Pull her bikini pants to the side and thrust my cock deep inside the tiny girl as possible." Inside the tiny girl as possible. "Push until my head is locked deep in her cervix and blow, pumping load after load into her cervix until the pressure bursts open into her tiny underage womb, flooding her belly with as many loads as I can push inside her. I would F her again and force as much sperm as I can into her belly, making sure that even so young, if she has an egg hiding inside her, I fertilize it and give her my baby to grow in her belly. I would love to see her 8-year-old body starting to swell with my baby growing inside it." I'm betting that a couple people probably clicked off the video at this point. For those of you who are enduring this garbage, I'm sorry, I hate this stuff, but let's keep going. And this jerk writes, "That would be awesome." Now, here's what YouTube says. This is total bullcrap. YouTube writes, "YouTube has a zero-tolerance policy for sexual content involving minors. Engaging in any type of activity that sexualizes minors, including leaving inappropriate comments, will immediately result in an account termination. Immediately! We encourage users to flag videos or comments for our review. Well, guess what? I flagged not only that comment that we just read by this guy, but I have flagged tons of comments, including comments by this jerk, Baby Love, who uses Sunshine and Rainbows, and about four or five other pedophile accounts, who comes to my channel and leaves comments. And I asked in one of my videos, as a test to see what YouTube would do, I asked for viewers to flag some of his comments as well, and dozens of you responded. Guess what? Baby Love has not been banned. YouTube says, oh, we will immediately take care of it, even for inappropriate comments. Bullcrap. YouTube hasn't done anything. So let me show you here. I'm going to do it live. Click over here. Report spam or abuse. Pornography or sexually explicit material. And we'll send it. Yeah, community guidelines. So that has been sent. Now I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but I just want to emphasize again that while YouTube continues to do absolutely nothing about all of these reports against these pedophiles and the child exploitation channels, they certainly do have an algorithm that is set up to catch those of us good people who are speaking out against child exploitation and pedophilia.
All right, folks, we're going to have to cut it a little bit short so we can move to break. Okay, here we go.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10-cent guarantee is July 31st.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
That's a little girl. I'm trying to lure evil into my world. I tell them that I'm curious and I'm only 12. Mom and dad are gone for the day. I'm by myself. Buckets I throw up are next to my computer, hoping that they show up, because what I'm about to do to them would make the devil think I sharpen my blade. Front to this curve like I'm only in the seventh grade. The doorbell rings. I gotta get him inside. In my best little girl's voice, I'm like,
hi, go on in. I'm putting on my bikini.
And when the door shuts, that's when I let him see me.
Hi there.
I stab him in the neck first, cause it hurts. Hit him when a blood squirts. Carve his whole face off and make him eat it. Chain him up by the foot in the basement.
Bleed him.
I'm probably gonna burn, for this ain't no lesson to learn. From this there's nothing I'ma earn, but it sure is fun.
Shutting down my service, cause people out there think they don't deserve this. Until it's your kid and old man's finger fucking, titty sucking, then you want the knife stuck in. I don't blame you, that's why I catch him in advance. While his dick is still in his pants, they never get the chance. I tell him I'm alone and I'm only 13, looking for a good time, you know what I mean? Bring me some Funyuns and a Slurpee. Promise not to hurt me or give me herpes. And within 20 minutes, here comes a fucking doctor knocking on my door, a pedophile butt knocker.
Come in, have a seat.
And then I stroll in with the all-purpose hunting blade straight up his coat. I cut his hands off, he ain't touching nobody. Chain him up on the foot in the basement.
Bloody.
But please, Mr. Krauser, you don't have to do it.
Zip it.
Please, please, I've got money we can.
Shut it, fucker.
Please, we can work this out.
I stick him next to this other fool, both left for dead. Every time I walk by him, I punch him in the head. Cut they fucking dicks off, stick them in each other's mouth. Not how what y'all talking about.
I'm probably gonna burn, for this ain't no lesson to learn. From this there's nothing I'ma earn, but it sure is fun.
I didn't mean to.
The house is getting funky. Bodies in the basement stinking. What the fuck am I thinking? I put my face paint on, go downstairs and beat their ass sometimes, cause it eases my mind. Some of them are dead and some are still living, but I'ma hurt them every chance that I'm given. I hit them with a nail gun or a stun gun. They can't run, so they both mad fun. I was sawing a head off when I heard the doorbell. I'm not expecting any predators, but oh well. I took my spot.
Come in, I'll be right there.
But I left a head sitting on a living room chair. He seen it and ran. I had to get
chase. We cut across the lawn with my knife swinging for his face. I threw it, stuck him in the back of the neck. Still in my drawers, I dragged him home a bloody wreck.
Ah! Somebody! Hey! Stupid! Shut it the fuck up! People are looking silent.
A bus full of high school kids watched it happen. He kept screaming like a pansy despite my slapping. Plus the neighbors seen it, and so did the mailman. But they all never said nothing about it again.
I'm probably gonna burn, for this ain't no lesson to learn. From this there's nothing I'ma earn, but it sure is fun.
Back at the house.
Hey, come on in. What kind of alcohol did you bring?
I brought Absolute Citron. I brought Mandarin Orange. I brought a shot of Jägermeister.
Wow.
In several cases, the men were asked to bring food, alcohol, and condoms. Law enforcement says this helps show an intent to solicit a minor. What have we got here?
A bag of Funyuns.
Funyuns? What about condoms? Did you bring condoms?
I did.
You did.
It's time to break free as a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon. Your contributions are appreciated. Okay, folks, I'm deeply disturbed by this. He's just scratching the surface. I'm not recommending that anybody go out and look at this stuff. I tell you what, you want to see what I'm talking about real quick? You want to prove this on your own? Go to your YouTube account, log out, okay? Now, when you log out, that means all the age restrictions are in place, okay? Type in these four letters. Make sure you log out. Type in these four letters, XNXX, and then hit search. You're going to see channel icon images of full penetration on YouTube. Now, I failed to really give you the full title of the video. It's 100% Proof of Massive Child Exploitation Network on YouTube, Part 2 of 2, - hashtag Pizzagate. And that's coming to us from End Times News Report. This stuff is rampant. I'm meeting people from all over the place that have stories. You know, whether it's teenage girls or young girls or what's going on in the prisons, this stuff is everywhere. And YouTube is actively working to destroy truth channels. About half the truth channels I had in my subscription list from last year are gone. And people have had to remake their channels two or three times, and they lost all of their content and all of their own video. And even one of our own has done some testing with his YouTube channel. He put out several videos about frivolous BS having to do with aliens and all these other different things, and he's getting a massive amount of views for those videos. He's got other videos about permaculture and garden walks, and it's like not even one-third of his total subscription is viewing the videos. So there's algorithms that are pushing us down. There's algorithms that are making us look small. Yet at the same time, you have what appears to me and what appears to End Times News Report as a pedophile network. And I don't know. Personally, I would say I don't have any children. But if I did, I don't think I'd want them on the internet at all. A friend of mine had children that barely watched, a year ago, these children barely watched TV. They'd be outside on the pogo stick or on the bicycle. They were smiling. They were happy. They were healthy. They got some tablets for Christmas. And in days, they stopped going out of the house. Their postures changed. Their face doesn't look as healthy. And this has persisted for like 6 months now. I barely even see these kids anymore. They used to be totally charming, and they'd come and say hello and all these things, and now they're like little zombies. You know, just like television is poison for the mind, the internet can be the same thing. Most of us in our circles are using the internet for research and productive things. I mean, yesterday I put a starter in my truck, and if it wasn't for YouTube, it wouldn't have been easy. It would have been extremely difficult. So just as anything, it's a double-edged sword. But I'm begging you, parents, keep your kids off of YouTube and probably off of the internet in general. Keep them away from the smartphones. Keep them away from the tablets. It's not necessary. I know when they start to become school age, they're going to be they're going to have access to these things in public school, and that's another thing you might want to consider is I don't know at this point in this day and age with everything that we're seeing going on, is there any other options? You know, is there any other way to get around this? I don't know. I mean, I feel this like in my heart. I am absolutely disturbed by what I'm seeing. Now, is there any callers that want to make any comments or bring anything up or talk about their own experiences before we move on to the next thing? All right. So we got a drawing.
Yeah, David.
Go ahead.
It's Katie. David.
Go ahead, Katie.
Hi. Yeah. I had to put the phone down one time for sure. I couldn't go any further listening to what the one guy was saying. But anyway, yeah, you know, it's, you know, on Henry's broadcast earlier, he was saying, you know, if he was sitting in a tribunal, I mean, he would convict all the Americans for, you know, letting this crap happen, you know, and as we know, I mean, we haven't put a stop to it. I mean, we are being voices out there, but you know, it's just one infraction after another, day by day by day by day by day. And, you know, I was talking to my husband the other day, and, forget what it was. Oh, I know what it was. I mentioned the Minnesota transgender toolkit. And he said, you know, he said, Katie, he said, you know, it started with, you know, the girls wearing miniskirts, you know, the family, you know, these children, you know, just thinking their parents were just a bunch of assholes, basically, not listening to them, you know. And so it's just been, it's, you know, the incrementalization, you know, just one infraction after another against, you know, traditions that have helped and upheld society. You know, mom, dad, what do you guys know? You're just old fogies, you know? I mean, is that kind of crap. So it's quite, you know, it's like you said, I recommend you parents, you know, if you have children, you know, don't even put them in a public school. I mean, you know, God, we won't even take care of our own progeny. You know what I mean? It's like, you think you're going to stand up and defend your Bill of Rights? You won't even take care of your own offspring.
It's extremely unfortunate. And if things ever go south in a big way, I think a large segment of the population is going to be in dire straits because of their ignorance and their apathy. I can't predict the future. I really don't know what's coming. But, I mean, what I'm trying to do is wake up as many people in the meantime. That's what I've been doing since 2007. Every time I get a chance to wake somebody up, I'm going to do it. If I see a contrail and a chemtrail simultaneously in the sky, I'm going to say, hey, come over here. Look at this. I said, oh, look how the contrail is disappearing at the same speed that the plane's flying. And then this other thing, I'm not quite sure what it is, but look, it just hangs in the sky. What do you think the difference is between the two? And then when they can't answer it, then you start to explain, well, that's a chemtrail. What we have learned is that it's a barium and aluminum oxide powder. And why it's being implemented, we can't say for sure. We think it might be weather control. We think it might be a mass medication, so on and so forth. So when you get these opportunities to kind of crack people's psyches, take advantage of it. But there's going to be a large segment of the population that they're going to reject everything that you bring to the table because they want their comfort zone. They want their rose-colored glasses. They are fully entrenched in the idea that ignorance is bliss. And the best thing that you can do is plant a seed and walk away from them because you don't want to waste your time and you don't want to beat your head against the wall. And some of the best ways to plant seeds is to not necessarily be forceful. Because nobody likes being told what to do, and nobody likes being made to feel stupid. So if you can put things in the form of a question, like you're on Jeopardy or something, if you can figure out a way to make your statement into a question, you can get these people to go back into their own experiences, back into their own psyche, and you'll have much more success than if you try to be forceful. Any thoughts, Katie?
Yeah, and I am learning that technique, and it's, I say technique, and I don't mean it in a manipulative way. I just mean it in more of a, you know, learning how to deal with people, because my tendency has been to just, you know, just blow them up, I mean, flat out. But anyway, it doesn't work. It leaves me upset, and, you know, it's like you said, plant a seed, you know, maybe it'll get water type thing. You know, it's just, yeah, you know, but I look around at my own people, you know, and not everybody for sure, but, you know, too many, I guess. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't know. I said we did it to ourselves, and that's what's so, I don't know. It's,
yeah, you have
you
to.
You know, I mean,
go ahead.
You know, the powers that be, we call them, you know, they're up to their no good deeds and shit. But, I mean, it's like we know. I mean, shit, 50 years ago, people would have ran them out on a rail, you know, just. You're not doing this. You know, we just sit and we just, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. So I'm angry a lot, you know, and I have to watch it because my gut starts burning and it's horrible, you know. It's, oh, my God. I don't know. All I can do is control my little world, and it's little, you know.
It's frustrating not having a clear solution or enough of a support network to implement the solution that we all know that we have to do makes it frustrating. And I'll say it again. I think the best solutions we have is boycotts and bullets. You know, maybe at some point it's time to walk away from YouTube. You know, I don't know if just if the Patriots walk away from it, I guess it's not necessarily enough of a boycott. But if we can show this type of information to enough parents, I'm sure the majority of parents out there would not be okay with what was expressed on this show today and what is in this End Times News Report video. So if we can expose them to this type of stuff, maybe we can start boycotting these people. And I found it very interesting that the Israeli lobby wants to criminalize boycotting. Now, not paying your taxes would be a boycott. Not showing up to jury duty would be a boycott. You go right on down the list. And inaction, you know, choosing to not spend money at McDonald's or Walmart or any of these places. That's how we're good. That's the only thing they're going to listen to. You can go paint up a sign and stand on the corner. You can sign as many petitions as you want and send them in. They don't care about that. They control the media. They can spin it. But if you start taking their money away, their resources away, and they have to start closing their doors, then things start to become a little clearer. And I think it's our only option, but at the same time, and I said this on a previous program, and if I have to drill it home, so be it. We got to be able to defend ourselves. We got to be willing to defend ourselves. We got to have the heart and the courage to defend ourselves. We have seen so many times that the justice system is not justice. It is injustice. It is an injustice system. So if you're expecting, as a patriot, somebody who Google has analyzed and stored down all your stuff, and you're already on some sort of a list, if you're expecting to get fair and equal treatment from a jury of your peers in a judicial situation, good luck. I'm at the point right now, and I guarantee most of our listeners are, that you hear the beating on the door and you hear the door getting kicked in. You're grabbing that Mr. 12 gauge. You're grabbing Mr. 308, Mr. AR-15, and you're going to town. And I think the enemy understands that. And to a degree, it gives us a bubble of protection because we're kind of small fry. The minute we start organizing, the minute we start getting groups of people together on a large scale, that's when you're really going to get a lot of attention from them. That's why when you try to reach out and find people, you're going to find a lot of feds. I've had this happen in my life. I go to a tea party in Rochester, New York. I almost get arrested for swearing. And the guy putting the tea party on looked like a fed. And then he analyzed my face, like he was scanning my face with his eyeballs, ready to look at photographs later on. And then he was asking me, "Oh, I want you to join us, and I want you to be a part of our movement." And my gut just told me, "Get away from this guy." Now, when I moved to Arizona for the first time, I went to a meetup.com group for preppers. And I'm sitting here through the meeting, and yeah, we're talking about interesting stuff. I'm sitting there, and I'm being outspoken. I'm bringing up all sorts of things. I'm getting the conversation going and whatever. And eventually, I turn to the host of the show, or the host of the meetup group, and I ask him, what got you into prepping? And he said, "Oh, well, back when I was in D.C. in high school, I had a friend that used to make bombs." Now, after this meetup.com group was over, he's trying to give me his number. He's trying to connect with me and all this other stuff. And I just went right on meetup.com and said, hey, this guy's a Fed. And then he got all super defensive. So whatever we do, it has to be almost on an individual level. Getting the information out is extremely important.
Yeah.
But boycotting on an individual level, I think, is where it's at. And then you got to be right and ready to defend yourself at any time. You know, if you're walking out the house without at least a knife on you or a pistol, then you're being a fool. The hammer could come down at any time, in my opinion. And in fact, in the community that I'm in Casa Grande, Arizona, there's twice as many cops on the streets now as there was a year ago. And I'm seeing this trend grow, and I don't like it. A friend of mine got pulled over recently, and I didn't realize they were doing this for regular old traffic stops. They're scrambling your cell phone signal because of a regular old traffic stop. And, you know, this is secondhand information. I don't know if it's true, but I was told that when this woman brought this up to the police, the cop said, well, we don't want you to be able to get a call out because we don't want anybody shooting us. Any thoughts, Katie? Anything you want to bring up or anybody else?
Okay. No, that's it. Thanks for letting me rant, David. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. And anytime, Katie. Now, that ties into another article we're not really going to have a chance to cover fully. The title is Cops Shoot So Many People, New State Regs Teach Drivers How Not to Get Shot by the Police. This is coming to us from Free Thought Project by Rachel Evans, and it was sent in by number one New World Order hater, posted for discussion at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. So I'm just going to go ahead and read it for a little bit because I think it gets to its point pretty quick. Driver's manuals in Arizona will now include a section detailing how not to get shot by the police during traffic stops, which is specifically aimed at armed drivers in the wake of the shooting that killed Philando Castile. Democratic State Representative Reingold Boulding told the Arizona Daily Star that he pushed for a rewrite of the state driver's manual as a way to help educate drivers, especially those who are black and Hispanic, because he said records have shown that they are more likely to become victims of police shootings. Well, I guess there's a higher percentage or a higher degree or number of Caucasians getting shot, but does it really matter what colors people are? Nobody should be getting shot at a traffic stop. Nobody should be getting shot because they got out of their truck with a wallet. I don't know if anybody's seen this video, but there's a video of a gentleman who just got into a traffic accident with a 16-wheeler, and he's in a Jeep. He's parked off the side of the road and into a low shoulder, okay? So his vehicle is canted off to the side. He's struggling to push the door open. He has a wallet in his hand, and this officer, this scared little punk bitch cop, dumps two rounds right into the guy's hips because he had his wallet in his hand. Okay, let me see where the hell I left off. When you look at what's taking place across the country, you have seen a majority of individuals who are people of color that have had higher incidents of interactions. Oh, God. I was looking at a different article earlier where it had the same content, and it didn't really bring the race aspects into it. Let me see if I can scroll through here and find the point about what they're actually putting in this document.
Yeah, I was looking at an article somebody posted today at the Trenches. It's up to, what was it, July 23rd, I want to say. What's today's date? The 24th? I think it was July 23rd. Anyway, 684 people have been murdered by cops so far.
So in just a hair over 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, there's way too many people that are supporting the police. There's way too many people that are supporting the military. And that's maybe, I don't know how you undo that type of programming. I guess they need to get hurt first. I went to a bull riding event not too long ago, and they had a guy saying prayers for our military and how our military keeps us free. And I spoke out. I said, bullshit. And then I had some woman give me crap right next to me, and I said, our military is just going and dying for Israel. We're just fighting for Israel. How the hell is that keeping us free? And,
right on.
So I think, you know, we got to be not afraid to speak out. We got to, but it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I completely understand we're getting angry and getting frustrated. I've been there. I'm still there. I think in many ways we're all ready to blow. We got to take this energy and we got to use it in the correct way. We got to use it to our advantage. But what do we do in the meantime? You know, and I think what we're doing right now is probably the best thing we can do. We don't. When it comes time to make our stand, we'll know it. And you know, if it takes another 5 or 10 years, then so be it. In the meantime, the more people we can wake up, the better. The more arms and the ammunition we can get together, the better. And I tell you what. Next time it comes around for another election, don't vote for the next golfer in chief puppet. Don't waste your time. This whole federal system needs to be completely boycotted. And on that note, we're going to end today's broadcast. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.